Chapter 35, The Path to Obedience. The sun was shining bright in the sky, baking the sand where Melissa and her fellow slaves, Kaya, Liana, and a new face named Sarah, played an intense game of beach volleyball. Sarah, with her dark hair and quick laughter, was from a local Grabesian family, enjoying a vacation, yet bound by the same chains of slavery as the others. Their laughter and shouts mingled with the rhythmic thud of the ball against the sand. Sarah's bright laugh rang out over the sand as she shifted her feet for the next play. The four women moved together. Their steel collars caught the sunlight, a reminder of their shared condition during this brief respite. Melissa wiped her forehead. Her muscles ached from tension that lingered since her escape attempt with Arbeck failed. The ball flew toward her in a blur of orange. She lunged and struck it hard. It landed on Kaya's side with a thud. A groan rose from her teammates. Melissa felt a quick jolt of satisfaction, a small lift amid her heavier thoughts.
"Good hit,"
Sarah called out. Her voice carried a bright Grabesian lilt. She jogged closer. Her dark hair swung with each step. She grinned at Melissa. "We might win this time if Kaya stops hogging the ball." Kaya laughed and brushed sand off her knees.
"Me? You trip over your own feet half the time, Sarah."
Sarah leaned toward Melissa. Her voice dropped low with a playful edge. She tugged at her collar.
"Look, we have the same collar. High fashion from our generous masters."
A laugh escaped Melissa before she could stop it. The sound came out clear and sharp. Sarah's grin grew wider. Her eyes sparkled with fun. Liana glanced over and let a small smile slip onto her face. For a moment, the sand felt warm under Melissa's toes. The sun softened into a gentle touch. That shared laugh tied her to these women who understood her struggle without needing words. It offered no escape, but it gave her a breath of ease, a light note against the day's weight. Arbeck approached from the path beyond the sand. His face looked worn, his steps slow, with a burden she recognized too well. The game paused. Kaya held the ball against her hip. Sarah and Liana turned to watch. Melissa stepped forward. Her heart raced at the sight of him, worn and burdened.
"Melissa,"
Arbeck said. His voice stayed low, tight with strain.
"I've got the trouble from the jail. They charged me with visa fraud and bribery. I'm out on bail now, but one slip, and I'm locked up again until court. Marcus dropped the theft bit. Said I could walk if I respect that you are his from now on."
Melissa's chest tightened. The news sank in like stones into shallow water. With Arbeck bound by this deal, her hopes dimmed further. She forced a weak smile, a thin mask over the unease inside her.
"We'll figure something out,"
she said. Her words barely rose above the sea's murmur. He glanced at the ground, then back at her.
"It's from what I did. Bringing you here without a visa. Calling you my slave when you weren't. And the bribe at the health office to get you out early. They dug it all up. After you talked in that interview, the police got wind of it, and now I'm caught."
Her breath caught. The memory of her interview with Safina flashed. Those hours under the interrogator's glare, her words spilling out under pressure, naming Arbeck's moves to save her. She met his eyes, searching for blame, but found only weariness.
"I didn't mean to drag you into this,"
she said softly.
"I'm sorry. They pushed me hard. I had no choice. I can barely even remember what was said exactly."
Melissa's throat tightened as the memory flickered. Safina's relentless questions, her assistant pushing the suppository into her anus, while was stuck in that contraption, and the haze that swallowed her focus thereafter. Arbeck nodded, slow and deliberate.
"I know. You were cornered. I don't hold it against you. Just wish I'd seen this coming."
Later, by the pool, Melissa sat with her legs dipped in the cool water, watching Kaya and Liana splash around with Sarah. Suddenly, a shadow fell over her.
Are you Melissa?
A voice asked with a Russian accent. She turned to see a towering man, his hair graying at the temples, his eyes sharp and assessing. When she didn't respond, too caught in her surprise, he reached out, brushing her hair aside to read her collar.
Ah, Melissa Maurer, property of Marcus Wagner.
He confirmed, his tone businesslike. Panic surged through Melissa as he produced handcuffs, snapping them around her wrists. He then attached a chain leash to her collar, the metal cold against her skin.
What's happening?
She gasped, her eyes wide with fear. Marcus, who had been reading by the pensioners, looked up at the commotion. He approached, but not with the urgency of rescue. Instead, he greeted the man warmly.
Victor, it's good to see you. I hope she's not giving you trouble.
Melissa's voice trembled with confusion.
Marcus, what's going on?
Victor here will help you adjust to your role, Mel.
Marcus explained. His voice stayed calm, betraying no hint of the storm within Melissa.
Zahara said an expert like Victor could fix things between us, make things work.
Her breath caught. Zahara's name hit her. She had pushed for this? Anger flared, but she was handcuffed and on Victor's leash now. She twisted to glare at Marcus, his face serene, oblivious to the anger in her. Victor shook Marcus's hand with enthusiasm before turning to lead Melissa away. She felt trapped with the leash fastened to her collar and her hands chained behind her back. She caught sight of Arbeck, his face a mask of anger, but powerless to act, and Zahara, whose smile seemed oddly content, almost victorious when she thought no eyes were on her. As Melissa reluctantly walked behind Victor on his leash, her mind raced. She had long suspected Zahara's interest in Arbeck, but now the thought that Zahara might be orchestrating her deeper entrenchment in slavery loomed large. If Zahara managed to sway Arbeck, Melissa would lose her only ally in this nightmare. Melissa followed behind Victor with mechanical steps away from the resort. The sun spilled through the palm fronds overhead, scattering patches of golden light across the sandy path. Melissa trailed barefoot behind Victor, her toes sinking into the warm, yielding sand with each step. The steel cuffs hugged her wrists, and the leash in Victor's hand tugged gently as he guided her forward, his Russian accent cutting through the tropical breeze with an odd, lilting charm.
Where are we going?
Melissa asked. Her voice hovered soft and low, her toes flexing into the sand for balance.
To the Slave Academy,
Victor replied. His eyes stayed locked on the path ahead, the vibrant green of the jungle framing the scene around them.
You will learn to be an exemplary slave for your owner.
As they moved, the beach unfurled to her left, a sweep of powdery white stretching toward the horizon. Turquoise waves lapped at the shore, their rhythm steady and inviting. Melissa let her gaze drift over the water, its surface glinting like a sheet of glass under the midday sun. If she had come to Grabesh as a free woman, this could have been an amazing holiday. She imagined herself free, swimming in the sea, unburdened by chains. No leash, no cuffs, just the sun warming her shoulders and the breeze teasing her hair. She'd swim with the vast blue sky overhead, then wander back to shore for a cold drink under a palm tree. The beach stretched endless and open, a playground she'd explore with friends, not a path she'd walk in chains. For a moment, the thought lifted her spirits. The colors around her sharpened. The deep blue of the sea, the vivid green of the palms, the soft gold of the sand. She breathed in the salty air, letting it fill her lungs. Even now, with Victor's steady steps ahead of her, the beauty of this place refused to fade. As they moved beyond the settlement, the sand gave way to a dirt road, the texture under Melissa's feet shifting from soft to gritty. She stumbled slightly, her balance thrown off by the handcuffs behind her back, but Victor's grip on the leash allowed only so much leeway. She managed to regain her footing, her feet now navigating the cool, sticky mud, each step a challenge to keep her balance.
What will happen to me there?
Her question was punctuated by the squelch of mud underfoot, the rich earth clinging to her skin.
You will be trained in obedience, in service,
Victor said, his voice calm, almost soothing, as if teaching a lesson he believed in deeply, to make your master's life easier, happier.
How long do I have to stay?
Melissa's feet found a small rock, her body tensing as she adjusted her weight to step over it, the handcuffed hands making the act more laborious.
It depends on how well you apply yourself,
Victor replied, watching her struggle with a hint of satisfaction in his eyes. Melissa paused, the beauty of the surroundings, a vivid tapestry of flowering plants and the distant sound of the ocean, belying her current plight.
Are there others like me there? Women forced into slavery?
There are many women at the academy, all learning to be better,
Victor said, his pace steady, guiding her around a puddle that reflected the sky above.
Can I refuse to learn?
She asked, her steps now more cautious as they navigated a path where roots protruded from the ground, each one a potential trip hazard. Victor's tone was firm but not unkind.
Learning is in your best interest, Melissa. What we teach will make your life easier, make you more valuable.
Her feet slipped on a patch of wet leaves, her hands useless to catch her fall. But she managed to right herself with an awkward shuffle.
Will I be hurt there?
She asked, her voice now laced with fear.
Discipline is necessary,
Victor responded, his words measured, as if explaining a natural law.
But the academy aims to mold you into a good slave, not to break you or cause unnecessary pain.
Melissa's wrists strained against the handcuffs behind her back, the steel biting into her skin. The leash wasn't locked to her collar. It was just a simple clip. If her hands were free, she thought, she'd tug that clip loose in a heartbeat. She pictured it, her fingers fumbling for a second. Then the leash would fall to the ground and she'd be free. Her mind raced ahead. She knew her legs. She used to jog regularly back home. Victor, with his gray-streaked hair and steady stride, didn't strike her as a runner. She'd outpace him, she decided, dart into the jungle where the palms loomed thick and green, their fronds a curtain to shield her. Her breath would steady into a rhythm, feet pounding earth as she wove through vines and roots. The distance would grow, his shouts fading behind her, swallowed by the chatter of birds and the rustle of leaves. She glanced down at her bare feet. Not now, though. The ground would turn rougher past the settlement, jagged stones and thorns waiting to slow her. Barefoot, she would not be able to run fast. Her soles were unready for the wild. Victor wouldn't need speed then. He'd catch her anyway, with her bloody feet. Melissa's eyes scanned the idyllic landscape, the irony of her situation not lost on her, a prisoner in paradise. The mud dried on her feet, leaving a cool film as they continued towards what felt like an endless horizon of servitude.